The Yankees and the Reds have both won 5 straight games. Quick start for the Yankees in the first.
Which is what you should do. The 1-0, hit on the ground, base hit left field. One run scores Gardner. Here comes Hicks. Here comes the throw home. It's wide. He scores and on to third. It goes Ellsbury. So it's a 2-run base hit for Sanchez, and the Yankees take a very quick 2-0 lead. And the right-hander Davis deals. Swung on, line, base hit, right field. Ellsbury scores, Sanchez will hold it second. Hits up base hit and an RBI for Didi, and the Yankees take a 3-0 lead. Now here's Aaron Hicks, who lined up base hit his first time to right, fielder he is. Pitch, line, toward the middle, it's a base hit, center field. Hicks is something. Torres rounds 30, scores easily. Another base hit, another RBI for Hicks, and the Yankees take a 4-1 lead. 7-2 Yanks, bottom of the seventh. And the dangerous Joey Votto is up. And the pitch. There goes deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Joey Votto hit a 2-run home run in the right center field bleachers. And the Yankee lead is 7-4. Here's Gardner. Pitch. Swung on. There it goes to deep right. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. 3/4 of the way up in the bleachers. Gardy goes yardy. He plants one in the upper right field seats. A 2-run Gardner blast. And the Yankees have a 9-4 lead.
Well, we were talking about that 10-game hit streak.
Make it 6 straight wins for the Yankees. They cruise past the Reds 10-4. Since his 5-game winning streak is snapped, the Yankees are tied with the Nationals for the most games scoring in double-digit runs this season with 6. Here is Yankees skipper Joe Girardi.
I think he knew it was big for him to go a long ways for us today, and I think he knew that he had to get through that. So, a good performance by him. You know, we created some extra outs. You know, it's going to happen, and he stepped up and got the big outs when he needed them.
How much frustration is there when you see a guy hit 3 of your guys in an inning there?
It's frustrating. You know, we're already beat up, and we know he's not trying to do it. You know, he's struggling with his command, but it is frustrating.
All of those guys come through that? Okay.
Head's the one I'm worried probably about the most. You know, I was planning on giving him a day off tomorrow, so he'll definitely get it now.
Where did he get it? Right on the kneecap?
Yeah, I think it was on the leg. I'll have to go in and see exactly where it was.
Joe West threw out Cesar Cabral a few years ago for you guys when he hit 3 guys in an inning. Is there anything you can say to the umpire?
I don't think he's doing it on purpose. I don't think Angel thought it was intentional. One of them might even been a slider. I'm not sure. So, I mean, it's not what you want. It's one of those things, though, and you don't want to see it happen to your guys, but sometimes it does.
Where's Gardner's power coming from?
He has power. I mean, we've seen him do it. He's not missing pitches right now. He's really had a really good month of May here and had some really, really big hits for us. But, I mean, he has power. That's the way, to me, the game has changed a lot. So many guys hit the ball in the ballpark in a lineup today than maybe when I first came up, and it really changes the game.
Joe, what did you learn about Matt Holliday that you didn't know about him when you signed him?
Well, I'd heard so many great things about him, but, never seeing really ever being around Matt. I think he's a good leader. I think he's very inviting for players to come talk to. I think he's very level-headed. He's just a really good person, and I think our guys look up to him. And like I said, I think he's a great leader.
He hits the ball hard, too.
Had you seen Rookie Davis at all when he was with you guys in the low?
No, just had heard about him, that they had liked his stuff, but had never really seen him.
Joe, how are you going about picking who's going to play the outfield each day?
Well, it's kind of, it's just kind of worked out. Hicks continues to shine. Everyone's swinging the bat. So, it's a really good problem to have. And, I know that I'm sure guys sometimes don't want to sit down, but I really think over the long haul, this will help every one of them. And I think they'll be fresh. And Judge got a day today. My guess is I might give Hicks off tomorrow. We'll see how he feels. He got hit pretty good, too. But it just kind of keeps them all fresh.
Masahiro Tanaka turned in 7 solid innings on Monday, giving up 4 runs and he certainly had plenty of run support as the Yankees backed him in a 10-4 victory over Cincinnati. Here is Tanaka talking about his outing on Monday.
Being able to keep my poise, holding my ground, and just mentally not giving in, I think I was able to do that in that situation.
After you get the pop out, are you thinking, need a double play here, I'm trying to get a double play here?
ポップアウトでフライで打ち取った後、この後は何とかしてダブルプレーっていうそういうマインドっていうのってありました？
ダブルプレーっていう考えは正直なかったです。三振取れればなっていう形だったんですけど、最高の思ってもなかった最高の形だったんで、それはすごい良かったです。
No, I wasn't actually looking for a double play, but that was the best case scenario, so I'll take that. But actually, I was looking more so to get a strikeout in that situation.
You're usually pretty buttoned up, but you seem very amped up after that. Describe the emotion as you were walking off the mound there.
あまりね、こうやっぱりマウンド上で感情的にならないっていうところがあると思いますけれども、あの場面で打ち取った後、やっぱりすごくこう感情的になった部分っていうのは見受けられましたけれども、あの時のこう気持ち振り返ってもらってもいいですか？
自分に、これも自分に対する勝つというか、しっかりしろよっていう意味で、そのなんかそのイニングまでやっぱフラフラフラフラしてたんで、
Yeah, it was more so to, sort of psych myself up. I was kind of, I felt like I was going up and down, up and down, up until that point. And, I just wanted to, really get myself back into the game. So, I was trying to psych myself up there.
CC Sabathia battles Tim Edelman on Tuesday.